Contact tracing across the U.S. has had mixed and mostly lackluster results. But in San Francisco, where COVID-19 case numbers have been lower than the rest of the state, early tracing efforts have been pretty successful. And that may be in part because of the city's focus on recruiting contact tracers who can speak to affected communities in their native languages. KQED's April Domboski reports.
At the same time Eric Chan started training to become a contact tracer, he started watching the news in Chinese. He wanted to brush up on his Cantonese, especially medical terms.
Quite often, just speaking that language directly instead of having the interpreter on the line, it helps a lot with the communication and the trust.
Early on, Chan noticed the potential for things to get lost in translation. In Cantonese, the words for quarantine and isolation are the same word.
It calls gatle. It's kind of mean just separating from others.
Quarantine is for people who've been in contact with someone who's sick and have to stay home. Isolation is when you know you're sick and have to isolate yourself in a room separate from your family. Normally, Chan works as a financial analyst in the tax assessor's office. He's very detail-oriented. So he decided every time he translated each word, he would give the definition too.
And also the duration of the quarantine isolation are different. So that's why we want to get it as specific as possible.
Half the people who have died from COVID-19 in San Francisco are Asian American. And in California, like almost every other state, Latinos account for more infections than their share of the population. John Jacobo with the Latino Task Force in San Francisco says having contact tracers from the communities that are most affected by the virus is critical for getting accurate information about how it's spreading.
We have to have culturally competent contact tracers that understand the cultural customs and the language.
For example, he says, take the common polite response among Latinos when you ask, how are you? Do you need anything?
And the first answer is always, oh, no, I'm good. I don't need anything. But if you pry a little more, you get the real answer, which is, you know, actually, maybe.
En la lucha contra el COVID-19,
the state is running PSAs like these to encourage Latinos to first pick up the phone when contact tracers call.
Porque si tu prueba es positiva, tendrás acceso a...
If you test positive, you'll have access to medical treatment regardless of your income or immigration status.
O de tu estatus migratorio.
I speak Spanish, so most of the calls that I do make are to those who only speak Spanish.
Some of the folks contact tracer Jasmine Flores has talked to have been worried about revealing their immigration status. Some questions make them nervous.
You know, who's living with you? Where do you live? Some people might not want to share all of that information.
She assures them that nothing goes beyond the health department.
You just let them know that this is all confidential. It's just to help you and to help others and to help try to resolve the situation, stop it from getting worse.
So far, San Francisco contact tracers have reached 9 out of 10 people they try to call. And program leaders say the overwhelming sentiment is that they're receptive.
I'm actually quite surprised at how open they can be and how they actually kind of feel like chatting, I feel like. We're just chatting about them and how they're doing and their family.
The bottom line is, if people don't want to share personal information, they don't have to. Contact tracers will tell them where they can find information about the virus or get tested on their own. For Here and Now, I'm April Domboski.